the Siege of Grace. Psalm 139 is often read as a gentle psalm about comfort. It is that, but only after it is first a psalm about surrender. It opens with, "You have searched me," and ends with, "Search me." That is the whole journey. David begins exposed and ends consenting to be exposed. The line, "You hem me in, behind and before," is not only warm. In Hebrew, it can carry the feel of being enclosed, even besieged. Grace sometimes feels like that. God blocks the exits of self-deception. In David's world, many nations assumed gods belonged to places, mountains, rivers, cities, skies. Psalm 139 quietly destroys that map. The wings of the dawn point east, the uttermost parts of the sea point west toward the great sea, the Mediterranean. Heaven and Sheol name the highest and lowest reaches. This is a poetic device called merism. Opposites are named so that everything between them is included. There is no borderland where God is absent, and therefore no corner of the self left unclaimed. Then the psalm descends into the womb. Western readers often hear verses 13 to 16 as a statement about self-worth alone. They are more than that. David is not admiring himself. He is worshipping the craftsman. Psalm 138 said, "God would not abandon the work of his hands." Psalm 139 reveals how early that work began. The Hebrew says, "God formed his kidneys," the inner seat of desire, conscience, and fear. Woven together in the depths of the earth is not strange biology. It pictures the womb as God's hidden workshop, like a loom working out a pattern no eye can yet see. Ancient courts kept records and scrolls. David says even our unbegun days are known before God. This is not cold fate, it is providence. Your life is not random, even when it is hidden. Then comes the part many modern readers skip, the hatred of the wicked. But this is no interruption. It is the moral result of the whole psalm. If God truly makes every life and sees every hidden act, then bloodshed is not merely a social wrong, it is defiance of the Maker. Yet notice the psalm's moral brilliance. David does not end by asking God to search them, but me. Augustine said God is more inward to us than we are to ourselves. Calvin saw in this ending the death of spiritual pride. The final thoughts are not mere ideas, but anxious, divided inner debates. And the wicked way can also mean the grievous, hurtful way, the path that injures others and slowly deforms the soul. Only in Christ can such searching become good news. Hebrews 4:13-16 teaches that we are fully exposed before God, yet welcomed by a merciful high priest. Suggested cross-references, Jeremiah 23:23-24, Job 10:8-12, Acts 17:27-28, Hebrews 4:13-16, Romans 8:39. Hymn suggestion. O love that wilt not let me go. Prayer. Lord, search what I avoid, name what I excuse, heal what I have twisted, and lead me out of every hurtful way into the everlasting way of Christ. Amen.